Well, the current situation is difficult. I would say first for the Ivorians in general, because of this situation where Mr. Babo clearly lost the election. I won the election by 54%, 54.10%, and yet he does not want to leave office. And we're at the Gulf Hotel where he has organized a blockade. And as you know, also during demonstrations in mid-December, more than 100 people were killed. And as of today, we're at more than 300 people who have been killed in different districts of Abidjan across the country. And we have even discovered mass graves in Abidjan and in the side of the country inland. So it's a very terrible situation for my country.
President Ouattara, why do you think the West Africa Regional Bloc, ECOWAS, as well as the African Union, both organizations have not been able to really resolve this crisis in Ivory Coast? Why do you think that?
No, I think ECOWAS and the African Union have been trying very hard, but obviously they want a situation where the things will be done peacefully, and this is what also I would prefer. Unfortunately, we have someone like Mr. Laurent Gbagbo, who wants to grip on power despite all the contacts which have been made with him. And but ECOWAS is working on this. I think they're sending some people to talk to Mr. Gbagbo to leave office peacefully, because we don't want Cote d'Ivoire to continue to suffer and to have problems because of Mr. Gbagbo. It's clear that he has to leave. He lost the elections. These were democratic and transparent elections and certified by the United Nations at our request. He has signed the document of a request of certification. The certification was also agreed by all the candidates. I think it's time. It's time that he leaves office, because Cote d'Ivoire cannot continue to suffer with this situation.
Some analysts have said that stalling for Mr. Gbagbo will be advantageous to him in this crisis, and that is why he is stalling despite numerous contacts that have been made for him to peacefully step down. What do you make of this assertion?
Oh no, I think that's clearly true, because stalling allows him to import arms and munitions and to recruit mercenaries and militias so that he can continue to kill the Ivorian people. I think he thinks this is good for him, but it's very bad for Cote d'Ivoire and the Ivorians. We believe that Mr. Gbagbo has used this strategy all over for 5 years, that's how he got in office. From 2005 to 2010, we had negotiations all the time. He made promises, he made commitments, which he never respected, and as a result, he's just ready to take commitments, but not to implement them. So it's clearly a strategy for him to win time and to import mercenaries and arms.
Mr. President, supporters of President Gbagbo have said that the French is trying to force you down the throat of Ivorians, and that the French is demonizing him and rig the elections in your favor so you will win it. What is your response to that?
Well, you know, this is really a lot of nonsense. Only Ivorians can vote in Cote d'Ivoire. Ivorians voted with a very high rate of participation, more than 80%. This is really an election which everyone has commended as having been democratic and transparent and peaceful. And Mr. Gbagbo knows he lost the elections. The Ivorians people want change. And he has stayed at the head of the country for 10 years. The country has deteriorated. The living conditions of the people have gone down. He knows very well that people don't want him. The French have nothing to do with this. The Ivorians elected me by 54%, and I think that's sufficient. We don't need to go and see, say the French, the Americans have done this and that. This is just nonsense. He knows it's the Ivorian people who voted 80% of participation. They voted for me at 54%. They want him out, and I think he should leave. He should leave and stop condemning others for the fact that he has lost the election.
Well, Mr. President Ouattara, you are held up in the Gulf Hotel. President Gbagbo is refusing to step down. So how are you functioning as the president recognized by the international community?
Well, I would also say that I'm first the president recognized by the Ivorians. I want to say that because the Ivorians voted for me at 54% more. And secondly, I'm recognized by the ECOWAS and by the African Union and the international community. We are at a modern age, and all my team, my ministers, know how to use internet and all the new possibilities of communication. This, of course, helps us a lot, but that's not sufficient because we need to be in our offices. And we need to be in full control of the administration, of the police, of the army, of the prefects in the across the country to run the country because the Ivorians want change by this election. So the fact that I'm at the hotel, that's not really a major problem for me as a person. What I really condemn is the fact that I'm not able to work fully to give my full potential to implement fully my program, and also I'm very sad to see how many people are being killed every night. As I told you, we have more than 300 people have been killed since we had these elections on November 28th. I think that 300 people too much, and therefore Mr. Gbagbo should leave. He was beaten in the election. The Ivorian people want change. He should leave so I can implement the program of change for which I was elected.
Mr. President, the former president has said that he is willing to negotiate. You say that if he recognizes that he lost the election and that you won the election fair and square before you can negotiate with him, both of you are at a standstill. How do you think this can be resolved? Because obviously he said that only negotiations can resolve this crisis. What do you suggest?
Well, you know, before we went to this election, everyone said the election will lead to the end of the crisis and that democratic elections would allow the Ivorians to choose the president. The Ivorians have chosen the president. His name is Alassane Ouattara. Why should we go, what should we negotiate again? What is democracy about? Mr. Gbagbo used to say that he's a Democrat. He lost the election. He should leave office. That's why I told the head of state that there is no need to say one should go to negotiate. If it's to define the conditions for Mr. Gbagbo to leave office, that I'm willing to be open-minded about. But clearly there is nothing to negotiate. I cannot negotiate the will of the Ivorian people. I am an Ivorian. I voted for myself. Mr. Gbagbo voted for himself. But the majority of the Ivorian people voted for me. What does he want me to negotiate? There is no room to negotiate the will of the people. It's as simple as that. And I believe that pressure should be put on him. And if that does not work, he should be removed by force, by legitimate force, as ECOWAS has indicated.
Well, Mr. President, what message have you been passing around, or what message do you have for Ivorians despite the crisis going on at the moment?
Yes, I think I'm very sad for my country and for my people, and I am a man of peace. I really believe that Cote d'Ivoire needs peace, that these elections were to bring us peace and democracy. I tell my people not to be disillusioned or disappointed. I think we'll be over with this situation in a few days or weeks. I believe that Ivory Coast, Cote d'Ivoire, deserves better than what is happening now because of Mr. Gbagbo. I tell them that I know they are suffering. I know these are hard times for them, for all Ivorians, including their president, including myself. So they want them to believe that we will be there. We will be able to remove Mr. Babu. We are trying to do it peacefully because I am a man of peace. I believe in peace. And I think in a few days, Mr. Babu will be out. So I tell them to really be certain that this will happen, and they should not be discouraged. They can count on me.
Well, Mr. President, final question. Emissaries of both the African Union and ECOWAS have held discussions with you and former President Gbagbo. Recently, Prime Minister Raila Odinga was there from Kenya. Former Nigerian President Olusegun Obasanjo was also there. In all these meetings that you've had with them, what do you tell them when they go back to meet your rival, former President Gbagbo?
Well, I think the message has always been the same, and they have been consistent. When they come, they see Mr. Babu, they tell him, you have lost the election, you should leave. And we're ready to go and see President Ouattara and to ask him to provide amnesty and guarantees. So when they come to see me, they tell me, well, Mr. Ouattara, Mr. President, we know you won the election. Your status of President of Cote d'Ivoire is not negotiable. You are the President. Mr. Babu should leave, but we want you to see what you can do to facilitate his departure in a peaceful way. This has been the message that all envoys, ECOWAS, as the African Union, Mr. Obasanjo and others have come here to give to Mr. Babu. And I think Mr. Odinga is coming again early next week. It will be the same message. Now, the problem with this, when they tell Mr. Babu this, he tells them, well, you know, we are brothers. Let me think about it and come back. And obviously, I think these head of states are very nice people and very well-educated, courteous people, and they come back. But he will continue to tell them, please come back, so he can use this time to buy arms, munitions, and recruit mercenaries and militia. I think that has been the strategy of Mr. Babu. At some point, this has to stop. And I believe that many head of states now understand the behavior of Mr. Babu, and soon I think they will stop coming to try to persuade him, and they should use any measures that would remove him so that Cote d'Ivoire can be at peace.